AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A day after Iran rejected a 15-point U.S. plan to pause the war, President Trump says...
They are begging to make a deal, not me. They're begging to make a deal. And anybody that saw what was happening over there would understand why they want to make a deal.
During his cabinet meeting, the president says 26 days in, the U.S. is ahead of schedule. The plan was for the war to last 4 to 6 weeks. The president says Iran has made a show of faith during negotiations by letting some oil-filled tankers go through the Strait of Hormuz.
8 big tankers are going loaded up with oil right through. And I said, well, I guess they were right, and they were real. And I think they were Pakistani flagged. Yes. And I said, well, I guess we're dealing with the right people.
Oil prices are higher. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. In the Senate, Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal says more needs to be disclosed.
What we see is chaos and confusion in our classified briefings, in the public statements of this administration. I come away from these classified briefings knowing less than when I went into them.
On NBC's Today Show, Savannah Guthrie described the moments after her mother, Nancy, disappeared in Arizona in February.
The back doors were propped open, you know, and that didn't make any sense. We thought maybe they came and there was a stretcher and they took her out the back. But her phone was there and her purse was there and all her things. Yeah. And it just didn't make any sense.
Authorities believe Nancy Guthrie was abducted or otherwise taken against her will. Lawmakers in California voted to rename the Cesar Chavez state holiday to Farm Workers Day after sexual abuse allegations against Chavez. A brother and sister have been charged after an explosive device was found outside a Florida Air Force base. This is AP News. The AP's Karen Chamas reports experts say the Iran war is expected to cause long-term environmental damage.
Environmentalists say destruction in Iran and elsewhere on oil and gas-related sites creates some of the worst environmental risks because of impacts to air quality and soil and water pollution. They also say it's leaving behind environmental damage and health risks that could persist for decades. Kaveh Madani, an Iranian scientist and director of the United Nations University Institute for Water, Environment and Health, told the AP.
We are seeing explosions one after another. There are immediate impacts depending on what the targets are. In some cases, the targets are major infrastructure, energy infrastructure, oil depots. They result in fires. Fires come with pollution. So there are immediate air pollution impacts.
I'm Karen Chemas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.